It's Chick on Stories. We're following for you today on Robert at Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for sun today. As a matter of fact, we've got sun for a couple of days in a row. Sunny, hot, and humid today, 85 to 90. Tomorrow, hazy, humid, chance of a thunderstorm late in the day or at night, lower 90s. Wednesday, partly sunny, less humid, 90. And Thursday, partly sunny with a dry breeze, lower 80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In the Republican American this weekend, Wes Cornwall complained is suggesting violation of election laws. The State Elections Enforcement Commission will investigate a report submitted by the town claiming that improper campaigning took place during the July referendum seeking approval of a wastewater treatment plant in West Cornwall, which passed, by the way. Josh Foley, an attorney for the commission, confirmed the complaint was filed by the town clerk on June 27th, and commission members made, quote, a necessary to investigate, end quote, determination on July 20th. An open investigation is now underway. The complaint alleges facts that, if true, constitute a violation of election law, according to Foley. No further comments by the commissioner were made. Foley said penalties can result in fines of $2,000 for each offense or other broad remedies such as cease and desist orders or injunctions. A decision must be made in 1 year of the complaint is dismissed. If not, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said when it comes to state election complaints, there's no difference between an election in which citizens are casting a ballot for a person or a town vote. Well, drought has brought up the cost of feed for local farmers. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. A crop headed for record books as one of the best ever, as silage for cattle is withering into one of the worst of a casualty of drought. It means the cost of feeding dairy and beef cattle could rise along with dairy and beef products on supermarket shelves. Silage is corn grass stored, not dried, for animal feed over the winter. Despite passing thunderstorms, the starch providing ears on corn stalk formed 6 weeks ago have stopped growing. Without much measurable rain from July 4th until the thunderstorms late last week, the cost of feeding cattle is going up, way up, according to local farmers at the state's Litchfield County Extension Agency. Educator Richard Meinert said it's one of the worst years for corn harvest in his 35 years of working with farmers. At Meadow Ridge Farm in Litchfield, Rick Plum expects to start chopping corn next week with another round in September. He expects to harvest 30% less this year. But the Jackier farmers are more optimistic that farmers will weather the storm. Democrats gathered in Canaan for November elections last Tuesday to get their messages out. Selectman Christian Allen, who serves as the committee's chairman, repeatedly expressed his delight at the audience turnout in a town where Democratic registration numbers is behind those of Republicans and party participation has sometimes been a struggle. During her presentation, two-term state representative Maria Horn from Salisbury noted twice her opponent was Republican Brian Oler, a popular hometown figure. He was the incumbent representative for the 64th district during their first matchup. She spoke of the importance of door knocking while campaigning to meet constituents face-to-face, and then laughed, remembering in one encounter she had a conversation with a woman from Canaan who said, quote, "You're lovely, you're my second choice," end quote. This year, her opponent is Chris DuPont of Goshen. How is Dutchess County's water? What to know about the EPA's regulation? From the Poughkeepsie Journal, Dutchess County has largely been spared the widespread health and economic issues that can develop when water infrastructure is uninterrupted or corrupted with high levels of lead. In part, that's due to chemical treatment used by the water operators in the county, meant to keep pipes from corroding. However, advocates have been questioning the reliability of testing methods used and if changes recently implemented or planned are enough to ensure early warning of any water contamination problems. Taking a look at some meetings coming up this week in our area. In Sharon, the Zoning Board of Appeals will meet today. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. Board of Selectmen will meet September 1st at 3 p.m. Board of Assessment Appeals September 3rd at 9 a.m. In Salisbury, the Affordable Housing Subcommittee meeting is happening on Wednesday from 6 p.m. Pope Land Design Committee meeting is on Thursday from 10 o'clock. The Conservation Commission meets on Thursday from 6 till 7 p.m. In Falls Village, Planning Zoning has a public hearing. That is tonight at 6:30 at Falls Village Town Hall. In Cornwall, the deadline for September grant applications with the Cornwall Foundation is August 31st. September 3rd from 1 till 5 in Cornwall is Open Studio Day, bringing artists, art, and the community together in Cornwall. If you're an artist and like to participate, contact David Colbert, 7@gmail.com. It can. Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up September 1st at 4 p.m. Main Street Noise and Traffic Special Meeting September 1st at 7 p.m. The Village of Millerton has a special workshop meeting coming up tomorrow at 5:30 at Village Hall, and also tomorrow at 6 p.m. a joint meeting with the Town of Northeast to be held at the Millerton Library Annex, Century Boulevard in Millerton. In Northeast New York, the Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a meeting set for tonight at 4:30. Coming up this weekend, celebrating its 40th year, the Lime Rock Historic Festival launches into action over the Labor Day weekend. A 17-mile tour through the area with Thursday's vintage race car and sports car parade, which starts at Lime Rock Park, ends up going through Lakeville, Salisbury, back through Salisbury, and into Falls Village, where a big party is held. Friday, Saturday, and Monday feature nonstop on-track competition across a diverse set of historic racing classes. The featured racing classes this year will be Historic Trans Am. On Sunday, the Lime Rock Concours and Gathering of Marquees display nearly 1,000 enthusiast cars and motorcycles arranged around the Lime Rock circuit. This year, Lime Rock is commemorating the upcoming 70th anniversary of the Corvette with an extensive and unprecedented display of Corvette concept cars sponsored by Corvette, together with a display of significant competition Corvettes. On Sunday, they'll be joined by production Corvettes of all types of generations. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and also dinner specials nightly. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,283.40, the NASDAQ at 12,141.71, and the S&P 500 at 4,057.66. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.